Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Wednesday, April 2, 2025.
Arm Holdings eyes Alphawave for AI technology. Arm Holdings, a major player in semiconductor and software design owned by SoftBank, is eyeing a potential acquisition of Alphawave, a UK-based provider of semiconductor intellectual property. This move aims to secure vital technology for developing cutting-edge artificial intelligence processors. The technology, known as Serializity Serializer or SERDA, is crucial for managing data flow on chips, which is essential for efficient AI applications. Alphawave has been exploring sale opportunities after attracting interest from Arm and other buyers. However, Arm has decided not to move forward after initial talks. The news sparked a significant market response, with Alphawave's shares jumping 21%, marking their largest gain since September 2021. The shares closed at 93.5 pence, valuing the company at around £707 million, or about $914 million. This highlights Alphawave's importance in the competitive semiconductor landscape, especially as demand for AI technology continues to rise.
China boosts support for tech companies. On April 1, 2025, China's financial regulator launched a new program to increase financial assistance for tech companies. This initiative addresses worries about slowing economic growth and rising international conflicts with the United States. Banks can now provide operational loans to these firms for up to 5 years. The regulator emphasized the need to treat both foreign and domestic companies equally. This move reflects China's commitment to strengthening its tech sector amid external pressures. By encouraging innovation, China aims to maintain its competitive edge in the global market.
Senator calls for FAA action on Boeing safety issues. Senator Maria Cantwell from Washington is urging the Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA, to address serious safety concerns before deciding on the extension of Boeing's ODA program. This program allows Boeing to handle important safety tasks like inspections and repairs. The FAA renewed Boeing's ODA for 3 years in May 2022, instead of the usual five, due to worries about Boeing's safety record. These concerns grew after a January 2024 mid-air emergency involving an Alaska Airlines 737 MAX 9 that was missing four crucial bolts. Senator Cantwell emphasized that the renewal deadline is a key opportunity for the FAA to improve safety collaboration. Boeing CEO Kelly Ortberg is scheduled to testify before Congress soon. In February 2024, FAA Administrator Mike Whitaker required Boeing to implement a safety improvement plan, acknowledging that past oversight was inadequate. After the January incident, the FAA set a limit of 38 planes per month for the 737 MAX. The FAA continues to inspect all Boeing 737 MAX and 787 Dreamliner aircraft before issuing safety certificates, rather than letting Boeing handle these tasks.
Milei's visit to the U.S. Javier Milei, the president of Argentina, is heading to the United States on April 1, 2025. He may meet with former President Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago in Florida. This meeting is crucial as it aims to forge stronger connections between Argentina and the U.S. Since taking office in late 2023, Milei has been working on changes to the economy to tackle rising prices and economic uncertainty. This visit could be a key opportunity for him to seek support for his initiatives and attract vital overseas investment for Argentina's recovery. Many are eager to see how this engagement will shape trade relationships and investment flows, influencing the future of U.S.-Argentina relations.
Surge in ChatGPT usage after new feature launch. OpenAI has experienced a significant rise in the use of its chatbot, ChatGPT, following the launch of a new image generation feature inspired by the beloved style of Studio Ghibli. This exciting addition has attracted over 150 million active users, marking a remarkable milestone for the platform. In just 1 hour, ChatGPT gained an extra 1 million users, highlighting the rapid embrace of this technology. The Ghibli-style art trend quickly went viral on social media, resulting in an 11% boost in app downloads and a 5% increase in weekly active users. Users are eager to pay for enhanced features, leading to a 6% rise in in-app purchases. However, this sudden influx caused temporary issues, putting pressure on the platform's servers. Sam Altman, OpenAI's co-founder, acknowledged these challenges and advised users to expect some delays as the company works to meet the growing demand. This development raises exciting questions about the future of creativity in the age of AI.
Meta's legal challenge in Kenya. Meta Platforms Incorporated, the parent company of Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp, is facing a major lawsuit in Kenya over the treatment of content moderators. This case could hold Meta responsible for alleged violations of workers' rights and may set a global precedent. In January 2025, CEO Mark Zuckerberg ended third-party fact-checking, a move seen as aligning with former President Donald Trump. The Kenyan Court of Appeal ruled that former moderators can pursue their claims in local labor courts, challenging Meta's claim of non-responsibility for these workers, who were employed by the outsourcing company Sama. Many moderators have reported serious mental health issues, with over 140 diagnosed with conditions like post-traumatic stress disorder and anxiety. This ongoing case highlights the critical fight for labor rights in the tech industry, especially in countries like Kenya, where human rights are prioritized. The outcome could inspire similar actions worldwide, emphasizing the global struggle for workers' rights in the digital age.
Pakistan's plan to expel Afghan refugees. Pakistan is preparing to expel around 3 million Afghan refugees by 2025 as part of a crackdown on illegal foreigners that started in October 2023. Afghan citizen card holders must leave Islamabad and Rawalpindi by March 31, 2025, while those with proof of registration cards can stay until June 30, 2025. In the past 18 months, about 845,000 Afghans have already left the country. Among those remaining, over 1.3 million hold proof of registration cards, while around 800,000 have Afghan citizen cards, and about 1 million are undocumented. This crackdown has sparked criticism from human rights groups, the Taliban government, and the United Nations, raising fears of a humanitarian crisis. Deportations were set to begin on April 10, 2025, but have been postponed due to the Eid al-Fitr holidays. Abdul Mutalib Haqqani, spokesman for Afghanistan's refugee ministry, has condemned the arbitrary nature of these deportations, calling for a more cooperative approach. To assist with the deportations, two transit stations will be established in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa, one in Nasir Bagh and the other in Landi Kotal, near the Torkham border crossing.
Zelensky's crucial talks on military aid. On April 1, 2025, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky will hold high-stakes talks with select foreign nations about military aid to bolster Ukraine's security amid ongoing conflict with Russia. In a news conference with Germany's foreign minister, Zelensky expressed his hope for solid commitments from allies to create a military contingent with land, air, and naval forces. This meeting is the first in-depth discussion on military assistance since Russia's large-scale attack began in 2022. U.S. President Donald Trump, who took office in January 2023, has shifted American foreign policy towards Russia, aiming to broker peace, and recently facilitated a temporary halt in hostilities focused on energy infrastructure strikes. However, achieving a full truce remains a significant challenge. Zelensky stressed the importance of these talks for immediate military aid and the long-term future of Ukraine's armed forces. He also urged the U.S. to impose stricter penalties on Russia for alleged ceasefire violations. The global political situation surrounding Ukraine is complex, making the outcome of the April 1st meeting crucial for Ukraine's security and its relationships with Western allies.
Potential breakthrough in SEC lawsuit against Gemini and Genesis. On April 1, 2025, news from New York hinted at a breakthrough in the lawsuit involving the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, or SEC, against Gemini Trust and Genesis Global Capital. The SEC accused these companies of failing to register their cryptocurrency lending program, Gemini Earn, before offering it to retail investors. This program allowed users to lend Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies to Genesis for interest payments, with fees reaching up to 4.29%. Concerns about investor protection arose when Genesis halted withdrawals in November 2022 amid financial turmoil, coinciding with the collapse of the FTX exchange, holding around $900 million in assets from about 340,000 customers. In March 2024, Genesis agreed to pay a $21 million fine to settle the SEC lawsuit, pending the resolution of claims in its bankruptcy case. Recently, the SEC has shifted its approach to cryptocurrency regulation, showing a more supportive stance than in the past. The outcome of this lawsuit could reshape the future of cryptocurrency lending and exchanges like Gemini, as Tyler and Cameron Winklevoss, valued at approximately $3 billion each, continue to push for clearer regulations in the industry. What does this mean for investors and the future of digital currencies? Stay tuned to find out.
U.S. government pushes for TikTok sale amid security concerns. The U.S. government is pushing for a sale of TikTok due to rising security issues. On April 1, 2025, the White House announced an important meeting to discuss the popular app owned by the Chinese company ByteDance. President Donald Trump will review a final proposal before the April 5 deadline, which requires TikTok to find a non-Chinese buyer or face a potential ban in the United States. Key officials at the meeting include Vice President J.D. Vance, Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick, National Security Advisor Mike Waltz, and Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard. The investment company Blackstone is also considering joining other non-Chinese investors in a bid for TikTok's U.S. operations. This situation follows a deadline set by the Trump administration in January 2024, highlighting the urgency for TikTok to comply. If the company fails to act, it could face a ban under a law addressing foreign-owned technology. The negotiations reflect ongoing tensions between the U.S. and China and could set a significant precedent for future regulations on foreign tech companies.
Rising tensions in Taiwan Strait. Taiwan's Ministry of National Defense has reported a troubling military buildup, with 76 Chinese military aircraft and 15 ships spotted near the island. This show of force raises alarms about increasing tensions, especially following Taiwan's recent elections that lean toward independence. The People's Liberation Army, China's military, is conducting regular drills in the Taiwan Strait, often viewed as a demonstration of strength. This heightened activity could seriously affect U.S.-China relations and regional security. As tensions rise, the risk of conflict looms, potentially impacting global trade. The world is watching closely as this critical situation unfolds.
Indian Rupee's response to U.S. tariffs. On April 2, 2025, the Indian Rupee INR closed at 85.47 against the U.S. dollar, USD, reflecting a 2.3% increase in March, the highest monthly gain in over 6 years. This rise was driven by seasonal corporate activities and foreign investments. However, President Donald Trump's upcoming announcement of reciprocal tariffs raises concerns about trade tensions that could impact the rupee's performance. Analysts expect challenges ahead as these tariffs are revealed. The Reserve Bank of India, RBI, is closely watching the situation and may respond to fluctuations in the foreign exchange market. If unexpected negative developments occur, the RBI might allow a significant rise in the U.S. dollar to Indian rupee exchange rate. Economic data from the U.S. and comments from Federal Reserve officials will also be crucial in shaping market sentiment. With the RBI's monetary policy decision set for April 9, 2025, many anticipate another interest rate cut in August, especially after domestic retail inflation eased to 3.61% in February, the lowest since July 2024. Overall, the performance of the Indian rupee and the looming U.S. tariffs highlight the interconnectedness of global economies, prompting investors to stay alert. That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's headphone news. News summary brought to you by AI.